This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We welcome your calls. We have actually another segment with nothing but your calls here. Text as well. Emails, too. Your commentary on anything and everything here at 800-228-0550. We've solved a lot in the last hour, from giving you an update on the Medora musical to finding out where the best place to buy a flagpole is. At least one suggestion coming in on that. But we had somebody looking for a flagpole, which I think is a good sign. That's fabulous. Talking a little bit about Donald Trump and Pope Francis and the Supreme Court decision. By the way, two of three now Supreme Court decisions handed down that we're expecting today. The other one had to do with the corruption charge. It actually specifically involved the Virginia governor, Bob McDonnell. He was someone that had been prosecuted for corruption charges, and the Supreme Court now has upended that decision. That was the other one done today. And then the other decision had to do with Texas and a law there passed, which was actually similar to one that had passed in North Dakota related to abortion providers having privileges at healthcare facilities in their community and also having a level of care within their clinics to provide for the what-ifs in emergency situations. So, but the Supreme Court 5-3 overturning that, evidently worried less about the health of the individual in an abortion clinic than they are about listening to the argument, I guess, is that if you pass those restrictions, what you're trying to do is making more difficult for the clinic. They got to buy more stuff. Their doctors have to be able to get admitting privileges. And some would argue you're just doing that because you want there to be less abortions, not that you care about the health of the individual. But really, that's a pretty strong argument here. Supreme Court didn't buy it. Pretty strong argument in my mind. That's what that's about. But this issue never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, also we have safety talk today on the program. We do that once a month, and we are going to tackle a very important issue today related to opiates and opiate use and abuse. And epidemic is the word you're hearing more and more and more related to this topic. What are the North Dakota stats? What are the national stats? What does it mean for the workplace? What does it mean for families? We'll also talk about the Responsible Beverage Server Program, too. Don Mosman of the North Dakota Safety Council, he's the training director there, will join us coming up in a little bit as well. National Safety Council is concerned about this, saying a lot of states, the majority of states, in fact, aren't safe and are not protecting their residents from this opiate crisis. So we're going to deal with that today, too. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance. Wednesday, busy program. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, as he is every Wednesday, for the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. We also have a Talk Radio Town Hall with Ed Schaefer, which means you can call about anything. There has been a ton of social media back and forth about the new logo that was announced last week. We were up there on Wednesday when it was announced, and man, people are ticked. So we'll talk with Ed Schaefer about that. Obviously, it's his last week as president of UND, so we can talk about his time there and what lessons higher ed can learn from his tenure there, especially on the budgeting side. Thursday, we have a guest that you suggested. We love it when you suggest guests. Georgia Congressman Dr. Tom Price is going to join us. He's the chair of the House Budget Committee, specifically to talk about Obamacare's replacement. This call, this guest originated from a call, and somebody said, you know, I get it that we don't like Obamacare, but what's the alternative? If Obamacare is wiped from the face of the earth and we're done with that plague on healthcare in America, What do we replace it with? What's the Republican plan? So we'll give him a chance to address that on the program. Friday, I'm live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. Kick off their Freedom Fest in Tioga. That's always great fun. And we're also going to chat with a guest, Nick Hall from Pulse. And they are putting together a March on Washington, D.C. of millions. This is a North Dakota-led event bringing millions of people to Washington, D.C. for Together a 2016. So look forward to finding out about that on the program Friday. So a lot to do. Let's see. Catch up on the text, and then let's get to some calls here. We have a couple of minutes, so anything on your mind, call me now on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Sunsetter awnings for that flagpole. Text a listener, thank you. There's another one. I think if you go to Sunsetter Awnings or Dakota Awards, it sounds to me like you're going to get yourself a rock solid flagpole. Not the Walmart,
admit, it's
right?
One of those things that not everybody knows. I mean, where would you go?
I imagine you could go to like a Menards or a Walmart or whatever, but you're probably not going to get a flagpole that's going to be there in 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't just get some PVC pipe and call that a flagpole. That's probably not a good idea.
Good idea. Emailer says, why do we not see the type of protester at a Hillary rally? Is it just the mentality of a liberal? They talk peace and love. They certainly aren't hypocritical. I don't know. I'm a little confused by that email. Why do we not see the type of protester at a Hillary rally? I don't know what you mean when you say the type. Is that a Trump rally you mean? Or? I don't know. For one, I happen to believe that a lot of the protesters at the Trump rallies are plants from the left to make it look like, it's just anarchy. And quite honestly, I think it works in reverse, because I think when you see that, and a lot of it's settled down, you don't hear much about it anymore, but some of those rallies early on, I'd look at that and say, okay, that person is reason to vote for Donald Trump. Because if that individual is there talking about how bad he is, I'm certainly not with them. I think it boomerangs. I think it goes in reverse myself. Let's go up to Grand Forks. Check in with Frank there on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind? Frank, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry about that. Let's see. I've got a proposal to replace Obamacare that I think you'll really like. You got to kind of think of it like you would think of Social Security. We pay approximately 6% out of our income for our retirement and Social Security. And we could do the same kind of thing with health care, where, say, everybody pays 6% out of the salary for health care, and then that money goes into a gigantic nationwide budget, a pool of money that our doctors and hospitals use to draw from to pay for our health care. Now, that puts the health care into the hands of the people that provide our health care, our doctors, our nurses, our hospitals. So what you're doing is you're eliminating the middleman of insurance companies and even the government. In other words, this would be a program administered only by our doctors, our hospitals, and our healthcare professionals. The government is not allowed to have a say-so in it. The insurance companies are not allowed to have a say-so in it. It's our care. It's a kind of a nationalized healthcare, but it's not run by government. That's the important thing. It's run by the very people that provide us our health care. So you can look at it kind of like a tax. And I think it would be a lot cheaper than, say going through insurance companies or say single payer where you got the government with their hands.
Sure. Good point. Appreciate the call. I want to get another one in quickly. John and Bismarck, quickly, your take.
Good morning. A comment I would make that I'm a bit intimidated because it's more of a discussion than a comment, but I'll try to be succinct. I'm an old man, and I have been listening for many years to people, and it just catches my attention more and more that we are so focused on our differences that we really don't work together on any topic anymore. A point, you know, when we see a legislator being interviewed on TV.
Hang on one sec, John, if you would. We're up against the break. I want to let you finish your thought. Interesting discussion. Safety talk coming up, too, on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. When I say B-Mobile, what do you think? You think probably Verizon. That's right. 4G LTE network, nation's largest, best. That's right. You probably think, well, I need a phone, I need a tablet, I'm going to go to B-Mobile. Okay, that'd be right, too. You're still on track. But B-Mobile is about more than that. They want to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And V-Mobile is everywhere you're at. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, even Botno in North Dakota, way up north. Bemidji, Thiever Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota, too. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicated V-Mobile, your Verizon, wireless, premium, retailer. All right, John and Bismarck, before the break, we're starting a discussion. Safety talk in just a moment. We're going to let John finish his point here. John?
Thank you.
Sorry to have to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
That's fine. What I was purporting is, and as we listen to ourselves all the time, how we are focused on our differences. You know, I would throw out as for consideration as an example that the letters D and R not be posted behind the congressman's name that happens to be being interviewed on TV, because as soon as I see, oh, he's a Democrat, I can't listen to him, or he's a Republican, I can't listen to him, because the label shuts me off. If they would remove those, let me listen, because there are people on both sides of the aisle that have good ideas and bad ideas. And we do that in everything. I can't work with you. You're gay. I can't work with you. You're Republican. I can't work with you. You're Catholic. You know, we find the differences and we close ourselves off. Now, this is an old man's philosophy, which gets eye rolls from the younger. I understand that. But I really, really am tired of hearing everybody focusing on differences and talking and using those differences to belittle the other side, them and us.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't apologize for being wise in your years, John, and bringing this up, I think, because you could teach us all a lesson to do that a little bit better every single day. I don't know how anybody ever expects to persuade anyone when they start with, you know, you're an R, you're a D, and, you know, you're wrong, right? I mean, so I agree with you there, and I think it's just sort of our instant analysis kind of way of living these days. But good points and a good discussion. Call again, John. When we have more time, we'll explore that a little bit and see what maybe make that how we could be better in that regard, and what would. What would need to happen? I'm kind of curious too. Was there a time when it was very different? I don't know. Maybe there was. You know, when the Cunninghams were busy arguing politics with Fonzie, did they? You know, did they think differently? I don't know. Were they a little more welcome to people who differed? I just don't know. So appreciate the call. Don Mosman is here, training director for the North Dakota Safety Council. It's time for our monthly edition of Safety Talk. One of my favorite hours every year on this program, for the reason that we get to focus in on something that literally saves lives. Don, nice to have you back. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well.
We're going to talk about some proactive things people can do to combat alcohol and drug abuse in North Dakota. And I don't have any official tally of this, but Don, I believe I hear often when I hear about alcohol abuse, drug abuse, that North Dakota ranks up there, and not in a good way, on the low end of that totem pole. Am I right?
Yeah, we're actually number one in some very bad areas, things that North Dakotans shouldn't be proud of. One of them is the percentage of our fatality crashes that involve alcohol. We're at the highest level in the country for that, which is 49%. We're also number one in per capita in the amount of alcohol that's consumed by our population, and we're number one in the U.S. on underage consumption of alcohol. So those things combine to, you know, give our wonderful state some problems that seems like we're constantly trying to deal with.
So what we want to focus on today is proactive steps. Obviously, got to be aware of the problem, but try and give you some some steps to stop this and combat this. By the way, we'll talk a little later on the alcohol side about the Responsible Beverage Server Program, something the North Dakota Safety Council does as well. Let's start on the opiates. I see a news release here from the National Safety Council. Headline, 28 states fail to protect their residents from the opiate crisis. Only four states are making notable progress towards saving lives, according to this alarming new report. What's going wrong here?
Well, this trend is absolutely breathtakingly alarming. You know, and I started my walk as a safety professional back in the mid-1980s. And for my entire professional career, car crashes were the leading cause of unintended death for all American citizens. And that was until 2014, and in 2015 is when this number was released. But in 2014, drug overdoses involving prescription medications took over traffic crashes as the leading cause of death. And now it's climbing at a rate that I don't think anybody, whether it be in law enforcement or the courts, could have anticipated it would get this bad.
What can we do here? How can we be better with this? I noticed that this National Safety Council press release talks about four states making notable progress towards saving lives. Where could we be better?
Well, obviously, those four states are noteworthy. You know, Michigan, Missouri, Nebraska, for example, have done nothing, whether it be from a legislative standpoint or proactively, educational programs trying to educate people on how to properly use medications and make sure that other people aren't, getting a hold of our unused medications. There's a whole laundry list of things that we could be doing. And in North Dakota, we're doing very little. But we're not alone. About half the states in the country are doing very little, which is what the National Safety Council report was pointing to, is that we are really behind the eight ball on this when it comes to legislation and especially education.
Worst drug crisis in recorded U.S. history. That's what's going on here. And that's, if you think you're hearing a lot about the news, you are. And a number of states have have done things like requiring continued medical education for prescribers, adopting opiate prescribing guidelines, passing legislation that eliminates pill mills, expanding use of the prescription drug monitoring program, allowing the antidote to be prescribed with a standing order, closing the treatment gap by increasing access as well to other drugs. So we'll talk more about that. And also businesses. How does this impact you and things you can do to recognize this abuse when we come back?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dakota, and I can hardly wait. My first trip to Antler. I've been close, but I've never made it all the way up to Antler. And I've heard so much about the park and the things they've done in that community, and they have a big steak fry planned. We're going to be up there on the 12th of July. We'll be doing What's on Your Mind, also Energy Matters from there. And then from 5 until 7, stick around. Botano County Farm Bureau, the sponsor, along with Farm Credit Services, North Dakota Lignite Energy Council, rather hefty. Souris River Cooperative Botano Farmers Elevator, People State Bank, State Bank of Botano, First National Bank of Botano, and the Pat Art Seed Farm. Get that on your calendar. I know summer gets busy and gets away from you, but July 12th, Antler, North Dakota, you don't want to miss that. Have a lot of special guests there and a grand old time. Don Mosman is here, Training Director for the North Dakota Safety Council. We're talking about opiate crisis that has been called, is being labeled, the worst drug crisis in recorded U.S. history. And it's here now. It's where you work. It's where you live. It's in your family. You need to be on the lookout for this. Don, let's talk a little bit about what this means for business. Because, obviously, if this is a problem as widespread as we believe it is, it has an impact in every workplace. And it's a place where we can be on the lookout to help recognize its use and abuse and help somebody, right?
Well, absolutely. We estimate that about 23% of the workforce, so that's almost one out of every four people that work in any job, are using some sort of narcotic for a non-medical reason. In other words, they're taking something that they don't actually need to take for a medical issue. And those people are, doing jobs that sometimes involves something dangerous, whether it be operating a piece of machinery, operating equipment, or overseeing different operations in lots of different types of industries. And just like we wouldn't want somebody who is intoxicated to be in a position of importance when it comes to their life or the lives of other people, we don't want these people in that same position as well. And it's causing a huge, huge problem for our workforce.
And by the way, our own state courts have found employers and the workers' comp insurers financially responsible when an injured worker who is prescribed painkillers overdoses fatally, right? So there's a legal culpability here.
Absolutely. There's lots of different possible liabilities that a business might have to consider. For example, if somebody's driving a company vehicle and they get into some sort of a crash, and it's later determined that that person was taking some sort of prescription medication that impacted their ability to operate the vehicle safely, there's liability on the business, not just the individual in that circumstance.
So do most businesses screen job applicants or test employees for these opiates?
Well, no, probably not. You know, a lot of businesses use what's called a basic five panel. And that's a test that will look for some of the, you know, things like cocaine and heroin and some of the things that most people associate as illegal drugs. But the tests that screen for things like, our prescription painkillers, Percocet, Vicodin, hydrocodone, the things that people are overdosing on more often than not, those tests are more expensive, and therefore employers sometimes choose that less expensive option. And that's one of the safety guidelines that the National Safety Council and we recommend, is that they go for that full screening system so you can know when somebody is taking something that's any type of an opiate. And then obviously we can find out if they've got a prescription for it or not. If they do, no harm, no foul, and then just make sure that they're dosing and taking it in a way and in a circumstance that's not going to impact their safety or the safety of any of their coworkers.
A lot of resources on the website, ndsc.org, /home and community. There's a resources tab there. Look for that, and there's a link that you'll get a lot of resources on this as well. Let's talk about some safety tips for everyone at the workplace. And by the way, I hope businesses are listening closely when Don's talking about that, this expanded test. And I mean, if you've got a business, especially where, you know, machinery is operated or alertness is required, this is a must. And ironically, the federal or the national standard is this five-panel drug test that's missing the opiates. So you really need to be proactive on this. But let's talk about some safety tips. What kind of things do you recommend to people, Don, in the workplace or at home, to get to the bottom of this? What are we looking for?
Well, let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on, you know, ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. That's really question number one. Number two, you never mix medications. You don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol. Those impacts can be, what it does is it multiplies that effect. If I'm taking a painkiller because I have a back problem and now I go and drink a beer, those two things, it's called synergism. They actually mix together and make the total impact on the central nervous system a lot worse.
You know, I want to back up one second, too. I've heard something about pain audits that are done of the medical providers, that if when they ask you, how's your pain level, you say 7, 8, 9, 10, right? If they see too much of that, they actually get deducts and get written up for that and everything else. So be real honest when you're talking about your pain. I don't know how they have to find a better way in my mind, because my 2 might be your 8, right? I don't know how
they
do this,
yeah.
But I mean, that's a big problem. Be honest about your pain. And to the earlier point on, you know, if they say, here's the medication, I a lot of times just say, okay, well, the doctor said I needed to take it. Well, ask them, do I really need that? Like you said, I mean, can you go, you know, and then you have to worry a lot less about mixing medications and everything else. If it's Tylenol, I know I'm okay there, right?
Absolutely. And then if you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Sometimes they can, you know, increase the dosage in non-work hours to try to help with the problem and decrease it during work time. Not only can it impact you on your job, but it can also impact you driving, and you may be facing a DUI for driving under the influence of one of these painkillers. So that's an important, critical question, is once you get that prescription, ask them, hey, what can I safely do on this dosage that you've given me, and make sure that they get that answer from your doctor.
And then once you're done with these medications, you need to really worry about this. I literally, in the last month, because of one of the programs that was out there, said, you know what, What have I got in the medicine cabinet? Went and found something that was left over from a surgery 2 years ago that was one of the, you know, one of those you shouldn't have around. There's ways to get rid of painkillers properly, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the last thing you really want is any of those medications sitting around unused in your home. First of all, it is the source of a lot of home and burglaries now, where they're searching for those medications, and I think they kind of target people that might have had surgery recently, also the elderly people that might have a higher potential for being on those medications. But the other national trend we're seeing with law enforcement is that somebody will have a party at a house, parents aren't there, and somebody will invite somebody who will invite somebody, and one of those people will rifle through all of the bathrooms looking for medications, and they'll take them. And, the people get home, and next thing you know, all of the medications in the home have been cleared out. That's actually something that happens very frequently. So not only have the medications that you need, but, you know, if you're going to have people over at your house for any type of a social event, especially high school or college age students, you want to make sure those medications are secured and not in a place where somebody can easily get their hands on them. And then, they'll put them in the hands of people who they'll get on the black market and make money off of them and ultimately make somebody else sick.
So the drug take back program, the safe storage solution, is very important in the way of preventing abuse. And being proactive there, obviously, some good examples of if you're at the doctor and, you ask the questions, do I really need this? Should I be able to work? These are good things to kind of take some personal responsibility and prevent these things yourself. Anything else at the workplace or for families that we can watch for when that's, when that threshold's already been crossed? And we're talking about now recognizing use or abuse and things that, what tips would you have there, Don?
Well, a lot of the people that are overusing or misusing these medications have a lot of the same types of indicators that people would that might be abusing alcohol, for example. But look for, mood swings that are way beyond what's normal for the person, either extremely high, agitated highs or very deep, dark lows, very depressed lows. and then, look for trying to hide when they're taking something. They typically won't try to take the medication in front of people at any given time. It's always behind a closed door. Look for, changes in their personality, things that they traditionally wouldn't have done in the time that you've known them. And now that personality is starting to alter. And try to get them help as quickly as you possibly can, because it's killing a lot of people.
A lot of folks in the mix on this. I mean, public health professionals, the medical community, the substance abuse treatment officials, professionals, lawmakers, pharmacists, law enforcement. Everybody's in the middle of this right now because it's become, again, the worst drug crisis in recorded U.S. history. Pay attention. If you want a gold star for today, you'll go to ndsc.org/home and community. There also is National Safety Month Toolkit, which is on the homepage of NDSC. Posters, there's tip sheets on opiate abuse. Get proactive on this, both at home and at the workplace, and make a big difference. And the North Dakota Safety Council really has some great resources for you to help on this front. And it's important. It is, because this is everywhere, folks. This is not just a one-off thing happening somewhere else. It is here, and it is here now. North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, bringing you our monthly safety talk here on What's On Your Mind. And anything you want to contribute to this, add to this, certainly welcome as well. 800-228-0550. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Don about another standing problem in North Dakota, and that's alcohol abuse and drunk driving, and talk about what you can do in a business, what you can do as a community to help combat the issue. There is an underage drinking and drunk driving effort, server training program we're going to tell you about next. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night, and somebody's talking about It's a habit. Boy, I get so much done in the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it really is a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Sticks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. Bringing you Safety Talk Monthly on What's on Your Mind. Gives us an opportunity to focus on topics we might not otherwise pull from the headlines. This is one that has been in the headlines without question, and that is the opiate crisis. The worst drug crisis in recorded U.S. history. National Safety Council saying states aren't doing enough. We've given you some ideas of what you can do here and some more. And one thing we do hear about a lot in the headlines as well is underage drinking and drunk driving in North Dakota. Let's talk a little bit about what businesses and communities can do there to help combat that issue. And I know one thing that is being used more and more is the Responsible Beverage Server Program. Give me some stats on how that's working in North Dakota, Don.
Well, yeah, the RBS program really the got its legs, its start in Cass County and Clay County. Fargo-Moorhead has had a very active responsible beverage server program for many years. and has had a huge positive impact on their underage drinking, serving to minors, and also number of drunk drivers in those counties. So the North Dakota Safety Council, we've made an RBS program available statewide that any community can get people trained to teach servers in their communities how to responsibly serve alcohol, and also how to what steps to take to ensure that they do not serve alcohol to minors.
As many as 50% of servers in alcohol establishments have served alcohol to underage youth in compliance checks conducted by law enforcement. So there's a blinking light on the dashboard saying we have a problem, right?
There. Yep.
Yeah. And thus the reason for the program itself.
Well, yeah, the program is twofold. It's education and it's compliance checks. The compliance checks are done by the local law enforcement agencies, but the education part is what we feel is missing in a lot of communities, and that's where we have an actual course that the servers, the managers, or the owners can take so that they can learn how to, you know, manage those customers and make sure that we're not serving to people that are illegal or that have already had too many and, kick them out the door and send them on the road and get them behind the wheel where they go hurt themselves or somebody else.
Texter says, how is North Dakota's underage drinking the highest when North Dakota can't sell beer or liquor other than at a liquor store? That assumes that no one is able to access alcohol under the legal drinking age, and that's just not the reality, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of underage people. Now, you will get an occasional person that walks into a liquor store and tries to buy underage. More underage consumption happens in actual establishments that serve alcohol, especially like restaurant environments, even large events like, fairs and things like that that serve alcohol. Every once in a while, we'll have a group of people that try to get served that are underage. But in my 20 years in law enforcement, I certainly found that the vast majority of incidents that I investigated where people that were under the age of 21 had a large amount of alcohol, it was typically purchased by a family member that was over 21 and then given to that group of people. So the establishments obviously can't do anything to attack that problem.
Now, the Responsible Beverage Server Program, is it a voluntary thing? I mean, do businesses that serve alcohol have the just option, I guess, to take in the program, call the Safety Council, get this done? Tell us about who it's meant for.
Well, yeah, it is completely voluntary in certain communities right now. For example, in Bismarck and Mandan. In Fargo and Cass County, it's mandated. It's also mandated in Grand Forks and a few other communities around the state, including Watford City, now has a mandated program as well. But we encourage every community that doesn't have a mandated program to reach out to us and have your city or your county commissions discuss that matter and consider passing an ordinance that makes it mandatory, because it does save lives. You know, we're one of the few states that we don't have a statewide mandate on alcohol server training. And so that's why we've made that available for any community or any business. You know, if you own a large business or even a small business and you only have a handful of servers, the liability under dram shop laws for you to be sued if somebody leaves your establishment and then, is involved in a crash where somebody is hurt or killed is tremendously high. And so that's why you want to make sure that those people are properly trained on what to look for in the customers, how to talk to customers, and ensure that we're not over-serving people and putting them in harm's way. And that's what the RBS program does.
Make sure they're legal and make sure they're not over-served. And, of course, the over-served part is what can prevent what we see all too often in the headlines. According to the North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 alcohol-related. And in those, 63 people died. So also a lot more of these in the way of arrests. From 2010 to 2014, a 10% increase in DUI arrests in North Dakota, 34% increase in juvenile arrests. So, again, it's a problem. That's why we're encouraging you to be proactive about it. And ndsc.org, great website, with great resources to help on all these fronts. Don, thanks so much. As always, appreciate it. Great information
today. Thank you,
Scott. You bet. Take care. That's another Safety Talk. Don Mosman, Training Director of the North Dakota Safety Council, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.